So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 23, entitled The Demigods Regain the Heavenly Planets, Text number 7 and 8. Please repeat after me. Yat Pada Padma Evanena Brahmadaya Sharanada Ashnuvate Vibhuti. Kasmadvayam Kusritaya Khalayonayaste. Dakshinya Drishti Padavim Bhavata Pranita. Yat and purport by his divine grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O supreme shelter of everyone, great personalities like Brahma enjoy their perfection simply by tasting the honey of rendering service at your lotus feet. But as for us, who are all rogues and debauchees born of an envious family of demons, how have you received your mercy? It has been possible only because your mercy is causeless. Since there is no purport, we'll recite the text 8, next verse. Chitram tave hitamaho mita yoga maya Leela visrishta bhuvanasya visharadasya Sarvatmana samadrasho vishama swabhavo Bhakta priyo yadasi kalpataru swabhava. Translation. O my Lord, your pastimes are all wonderfully performed by your inconceivable spiritual energy, and by her perverted reflection, the material energy, you have created all the universes. As the super soul of all living entities, you are aware of everything, and therefore you are certainly equal toward everyone. Nonetheless, you favor your devotees. This is not partiality. However, for your characteristic, it's just like that of a desired tree, which yields everything according to one's desire. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 9.29, Samoham sarva bhuteshu namedvesho stinapriyaha ye bhajanti tu maam bhaktya maite teshu chapyaham. I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all, but whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I am also a friend to him. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is certainly equal toward all living entities. But a devotee who fully surrenders at the lotus feet of the Lord is different from a non-devotee. In other words, everyone can take shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord to enjoy equal benedictions from the Lord, but non-devotees do not do so, and therefore they suffer the consequences created by the material energy. We can understand this fact by a simple example. The king or government is equal to all citizens, therefore, if a citizen capable of receiving special favors from the government is offered such favors, this does not mean that the government is partial. One who knows how to receive favors from the authority can receive them. But one who does not neglects these favors and does not receive them. There are two classes of men, the demons and the demigods. The demigods are fully aware of the Supreme Lord's position and therefore they are obedient to him. But even if demons know about the supremacy of the Lord, they purposely defy His authority. Therefore, the Lord makes distinctions according to the mentality of the living being, but otherwise, He is equal to everyone. Like a desire tree, the Lord fulfills the desires of one who takes shelter of Him. But one who does not take shelter, such shelter is distinct from the surrendered soul. One who takes shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord is favored by the Lord, regardless of whether such a person is demon or a demigod. Krishna. So before I speak, I'd like to beg blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas, especially the senior devotees. I don't have any qualifications. Just like a bird, it is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, Nabha Patanti Atma Samam Patatrina Tata Samam Vishnu Gatim Vipaschitaha. Just like the bird who is flying in the sky, however far and however wide, however high it might go, but it can never touch the sky. So I am like a insignificant living entity, what can I glorify the Supreme Lord? But still, please bear with me. So I'd like to recapitulate the wonderful pastimes of Bali Maharaj is going on. We have been hearing from the wonderful devotees for last few days. So during last 3-4 verses, we have seen the nature of the Supreme Lord is that he reciprocates with his devotees with love. But sometimes the way in which he reciprocates may not be palatable to us. And usually it has been seen that in the beginning, externally, so to say, it may appear that Lord is troubling or giving sufferings to his devotees. But ultimately, if you see, the end result is very sweet. Just like yesterday we had Brahmachari class in which His Grace Gaur Gopal Prabhu wonderfully mentioned how if somebody wants to relish a rasgulla, he can relish it. But then, if he has already tasted the bitterness of bitter gourd, let us say somebody gives him a glass of Karela juice, and afterwards when he tastes the rasgulla, he can relish more. So similarly, the reciprocation that Lord does is in this way. So we see that Bali Maharaj, initially, it appeared like he was humiliated. And as one of the speakers, he wonderfully mentioned how this I and mine concept was removed by the Lord. And he was bound up with the Varun Pash. Still, we see that how Lord wonderfully reciprocates with him. And he awards him 3 things. Number one, he awards him the opulence, because he had opulence before. And one of the 9-fold devotional services, Atmanivedan, is exhibited by Bali Maharaj. So opulence was sacrificed by Bali Maharaj in the service of the Lord. So Lord reciprocated by giving the opulence back to Bali Maharaj in the form of Sutala planet, which has been desired by even great demigods. It is said Sutala planet is so opulent, it is hundreds of times more opulent than the heavenly planets. So the demigods also, they hanker to go there. So number one, opulence was given back to Bali Maharaj. Number two, Lord gave him a promise. He assured him that he will be made as the king of heaven in the next millennium, because he was already ruling over the entire universe, and that he had to sacrifice. So Lord is giving him back the lost kingdom. The promise that in the next millennium he will be made the Indra. And most importantly, thirdly, he is offering himself. What could be higher than the Supreme Lord himself? Asamurdhva. So he is going to get personal association of the Lord. When Prahlad Maharaj heard how his grandson, he was blessed and he was given the causeless mercy by the Supreme Lord himself like this, he went into ecstasy. He appeared on the scene, and with the tears gliding down his cheeks, he's offering his beautiful prayers to the Lord. And he's saying, my dear Lord, how is it possible that the demons like us, who are by nature rogues and debauchees, they receive your causeless mercy like this? So, of course, the pure devotees of the Lord like Prahlad Maharaj, they take the humble position. Although they are born in demons' family and sometimes in demons' body like Vritrasur, still they are the pure devotee of the Lord. So Prahlad Maharaj then goes on to glorify how Lord is simultaneously being impartial to both devotees and non-devotees, but he is favorably disposed to his devotees. And in this connection, he gives a wonderful analogy of a desire tree. So like yesterday, I was having discussion with one devotee, and we are discussing about desire tree. Let us say someone who goes to the desire tree and expresses his desire to have a fruit, let us say an apple. So can he expect to get a mango in return? If I desire an apple, then I'm supposed to get apple in return. So similarly, it is our desire. What do we want? So generally, demigods, the devotees of the Lord, they desire favorably. They are one in terms of quality of the Supreme Lord. Whereas demigods, they are not. So it may be seen apparently that Lord is partial to his devotees. There are many verses in Bhagavad Gita which can vouch to this. And apparently it may look like that Lord is partial. ಅನನ್ಯಶ್ಚಿಂತೆಯಂತೂ ಮಾಮಿ ಜನಾಪುರಿ ಉಪಾಸಿ ಕೌಂತೆಯ ಪ್ರತಿಜಾನಿ ನಮೇ ಭಕ್ತ ಪ್ರಣಶತಿ ಭಕ್ತ ಮಾಮ ಅಭಿಜಾನತಿ ಯಾವನಶ್ಚಾಸಕೃತ ಭಕ್ತ ಮಾಮ ಅನನ್ಯ ಶಕ್ಯ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಸೋನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸೋ ಫೋರ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ವರ್ಸಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್. ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಫ್ಯೂ ಅದರ್ ವರ್ಸಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಟಾಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಹೌ ದಿ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಅಪರೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಫೇವರೇಬಲ್ ಟು ದಿ ಡೀಮನ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ತಾನ್ ಅಹಂ ವಿಷತಾಂ ಕ್ರೂರಾನ್ ಸಂಸಾರೇಶು ನರಾಧಮಾನ್ ದೆನ್ ವಿನಾಶಾಯ ಚ ದುಷ್ಕೃತಾಂ ಅಗ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಾನಶ ಸಂಶಯಾತ್ಮ ವಿನಶತಿ ದೆನ್ ಅಶ್ರದ್ಧಾನೋ ಪುರುಷ ಧರ್ಮಸ್ಯಾಸ ಪರ. ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಸಚ್ ವರ್ಸಸ್ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಫೈಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ವಿಚ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಗಿವ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಂಪ್ರೆಷನ್ ದಟ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಪಾರ್ಷಲ್ ಟು ಈಸ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೀನ್ ದಟ್ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲಿಸ್ಟ್ ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಆಕ್ಯೂಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಿಂಗ್ ಕ್ರೂಯಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸೇ ದಟ್ ದಿ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ದೇ ಯುಲೋಜೈಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಲೈಕ್ಸ್ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ಯುಲೋಜೈಸ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಎ ಕ್ವೆಶನ್, ವೈ ಇಸ್ ದಿಸ್? ಬಟ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಅನಲೈಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಸಿ ದಟ್ ದಿ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಗೋ ಮೋರ್ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ದ ನಾನ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್. ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಗಿವನ್. ಬಟ್ ಇನ್ ಪಾಂಡವಾಸ್ ಕೇಸ್, ಗೋವಿಂದ್ ಪ್ರಭು ವಾಸ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನಿಂಗ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಚಾರಿ ಕ್ಲಾಸಸ್, ಪಾಂಡವಾಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನಿಂಗ್, ದೇ ಆರ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನಿಂಗ್ ಟು ನಾರದ್ ಮುನಿ ದಟ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಕೋಟ್ ಅವರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್, ಅದರ್ವೈಸ್ ದಿ ನಿಯೋಫೈಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಸ್ಕೇರ್ಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಅಪ್ ಟು ದ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಪಾಂಡವಾಸ್ ರೈಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದೇರ್ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ಹುಡ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಗೋ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಟಾಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಇನ್ಇಕ್ವಾಲಿಟಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಕಮ್ ಟು ದಿ ಇಕ್ವಾಲಿಟಿ ಪ್ಲಾಟ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್. Like for example, this concept of socialism. What is the socialism? They thought we can bring out equality in the society. But what was the end result? We see in Russia and so many countries how the country actually got back to the original democracy. So Srila Prabhupada says it is not possible because everybody has acquired different nature from the material modes of nature. Just like the five fingers cannot be equal. So similarly, there cannot be equality based on material standards. So Lord, if somebody has to understand the mercy of the Lord, it cannot be understood on the material plane. It can be understood only when we rise above the material consciousness. So in this regard, I would like to give one beautiful analogy that His Grace Shyamanand Prabhu one time gave. Just like, let us say, a small child who is situated on the ground level, and his mother is sitting in a chair and she is doing some embroidery. And she's crafting the shape of elephant. And the child is inquiring from the mother, "Mother, mother, what are you doing?" And mother says, "Beta, I am crafting a beautiful shape of elephant." So child, because he's situated on the ground level, he looks up and what he sees is all complex. The embroidery work, underneath it looks all complex. But above, it is so beautiful. And child is giving weird looks and said, "What elephant? This doesn't look like any elephant." Then mother, she smiles, picks up the child and puts the child in her laps. And now because his level is raised, he's able to appreciate and says, "Wow, such a beautiful elephant." So the purport is, when we have to undergo certain sufferings or miseries in the life, that time we may not understand how the Lord is actually favoring us. But when our level of consciousness is raised, we rise above the material consciousness, and when we advance on this path of Krishna consciousness, and when we look back, then we understand and appreciate that actually it was the mercy of the Lord because of which I could advance. It was an opportunity for me to advance. Another example, just like all of us were sitting in the temple hall and there are so many frequencies right now. So if we want to get tuned to any particular channel, then we need an antenna and we can easily get tuned to that channel. So similarly, mercy frequency is available for everyone. As His Holiness Radhanath Maharaji once mentioned, Guru Parampara is showering their mercy. And the mercy wave is there all over. So what matters is our getting tuned to the mercy of Parampara. So we have to understand how Krishna actually comes for our help time to time. So there is a story in this connection. One time, there was a small village which was situated at the lower altitude, and always it used to get flooded during the rains. So there was one person living in the village who had kind of faith in the Lord and who would always say that, "Lord will protect me. Lord will save me. So one time during monsoon, there was heavy rains. And all villagers, they thought now it is going to flood the entire village. So let us vacate. So everyone started vacating. And few people, they saw this man. He's standing there. And they say, oh, what are you doing? Let us vacate this place. Otherwise, this place is going to get drowned. And you will die. And then he says, Lord will protect me. So they move forward. So one by one, everyone goes away. And finally, the last group of people, because by then the level of water had already risen, and they had to take a boat to travel. So they were passing by, and they saw this man again, and said, what are you doing here? You will die. Please come along. And he says, Lord will protect me. And finally, lo and behold, the water has to, the village has to be completely flooded and the person dies. And after he dies, then he goes back to Lord's abode, to the heavenly planet. And he has an audience with the Lord. And he puts forth the question to the Lord. My dear Lord, I had so much of faith in you. I thought you will come for my rescue in the crisis. But you never came. So God had a big laugh and said, if you remember, when the first group of people, they told you, they offered you, they advised you that please vacate this place. Actually, I came in the form of those villagers. The next time, when the last group of people, they passed by, they were traveling in a boat. I took the form of that boat and I gave the message to them. So the point is, we have to get tuned to, we have to understand how Krishna actually time and again, he comes for our rescue. So, is Supreme Lord partial or impartial? That is the subject matter of discussion today. And coincidentally, today, I was in DT room dressing the DTs. And as the lecture is put, Srila Prabhupada's, that lecture also happened to be on the same verse today. So let us analyze more deeply whether Lord is partial or impartial. Before that, we have to understand how Bhagavad Gita is. Radha Gopinath Prabhu wonderfully explains always. Bhagavad Gita is like a law book. And Srimad Bhagavatam is like law journal. Now, in a law book, there are certain sections, IPC, so and so. And if you want to see the case law, then we have to refer to the law journal. Let us say IPC, so and so. And if you want to understand the case law, then let us say Shah versus Mehta, 1968. This case was resolved by this law. So similarly, this is the law. Samoham sarva bhuteshu name dveshostina priya. Ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya maite teshu chapyaham. This is the law, one of the laws out of 700 laws given in Bhagavad Gita. If we want to find out the case law, then we have to refer to Srimad Bhagavatam. And in 7th canto and 8th canto, yesterday I had discussion with Satyanand Prabhu, and Satyanand Prabhu suggested one nice point. He said, this after Vritrasur episode, Vritrasur was a devotee born in a demon's family, in a demon body. And apparently, he was killed and he was not given favor by the Lord. So Parikshit Maharaj is raising this question. How is it that such a devotee is apparently being punished? So in an answer to this, Shukadev Goswami is devoting the entire canto, 7th canto, to this particular incident. Prahlad Maharaj, how he was though born in demon's family, but still, he was favored by the Lord. And then in the 8th canto also, we see Bali Maharaj's pastime. So Shukadeva Goswami goes on to answer this question of Parikshit Maharaj. And he says, the root cause behind this is three modes of material nature. To the degree one has acquired the modes, to that degree, the nature of that person, whether demoniac or whether he's a devotee, that is reflected. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he gives wonderful analogy in this regard. Just like there are so many stars in the sky, and there are big, big stars like sun and moon who illuminate in the sky. But if the cloud covers the sun and moon, then their effulgence is reduced. So similarly, there are different degrees of the quality of modes that is exhibited by the living entities. So to the extent A living entity shows the quality of goodness, to that extent is a demigod or a devotee of the Lord, and to the extent one shows the lower modes of nature, to that extent is a demon. Then he further recalls Yudhishthir Maharaj's question during the Rasuya Yajna to Srila Narad Muni. Yudhishthir Maharaj, actually in front of everyone in the court, everyone witnessed how Shishupal, he was blaspheming the Supreme Lord like anything. And finally, Krishna chops off his head with his Sudarshan disc. And everyone witnesses how his spirit soul merges back into Krishna. So Yudhishthir Maharaj, he was awestruck to see this situation. So he asked Srila Narad Muni, how is that envious demon like Shishupal was actually given the benediction in the form of going back to Krishna? We see that in the scriptures, demonic person like Vena, he also blasphemed the Supreme Lord. But the Brahmanas, they cursed him to go to hell. And he was sent down to hell. So in answer to this, Srila Shukadeva Goswami says, again, what we discussed just now, material modes which give rise to duality, goodness, then good or bad, happiness, distress, or loving someone or envying someone, this is a duality arising out of Ichha and Dvesh, desire to enjoy independently away from the Lord and envy against the Supreme Lord. So, how do we rectify this envy to the Lord? By chanting or by rendering devotional service unto the Lord, by serving the deities, by serving devotees, etc., we can slowly, slowly come out of this envy. So, if this be so, the Lord is like the purifying agent. If a purifying agent is purifying others and we can come out of envy, then what to speak of purifying agent, how more he should be purifying. So he cannot be afflicted by any envy. Then Narad Muni in the next verse in 7th canto, he says, Kama dveshat bhayat snehat yatha bhakti ishware manaha. And he gives the examples how kamad, gopis by their lusty desires, kamad. Then dveshat, shishupal, how by his envy to the Lord, bhayat, kansa, by fear, and snehad, even before that, he says how Yadu members of Yadu dynasty, out of their familial relationship with Krishna, and Pandavas by snehad, the friendship with Krishna, their affection to Krishna, and finally Narad Muni takes the humble position and goes on to say, and general devotees like us, by rendering devotional service unto Krishna, we have achieved Krishna. So if we analyze carefully, we find that Lord is not at all partial to anyone. He is impartial and deals with everyone equally. So then what is the cause? Why apparently there is a difference? So law of karma, as I said, for every action there is corresponding and opposite reaction. Prabhupada in one of the lectures, he gives this example of a shop. Just like somebody wants to get a product and he goes to the shop. So he asks for the product and the shopkeeper shows him variety of products and each one varying in the price. So the more is the price, higher is the quality. That is the proportion. So if that be the case with the material products, how can Lord be, who is supremely spiritual, can be partial to anyone? Law of karma, we have to understand, is very harsh by nature. Example, child puts his finger into the fire. Fire is not going to think that this is a small child, I should not burn his finger. Or let us say high court judge. He gives a judgment and gives punishment to the criminal. He should not be blamed for that. Similarly, Yamraj, who is like the high court judge, and he's judging everyone's activities and he's rewarding or punishing someone accordingly. And we should understand Krishna is aloof from all of his agents who are managing the universal affairs. In Bhagavad Gita, we come across a verse, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavi Hastini Shuni Cheva Shapake Cha Pandita Samadarshana. Which says, a learned person, by his equal vision, he sees a cow, a dog, an elephant, a dog eater, a brahmana, all equal. So in this regard, there is one pastime that comes to my mind. One time, one friendly panda from Jagannath Puri, he had discussion with Srila Prabhupada, and there were some devotees sitting along with Srila Prabhupada, Gargamuni and others. So during the discussion, he started praying to Lord Jagannath, Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me. Meaning, let me see my Lord, let me see you, I want to see you. So Srila Prabhupada said, just like you want to see the Lord, there are others also, many others also would like to see. My Western disciples, they are devotees of the Lord, they also would like to see the Lord. Why is that you people are not allowing them to enter the temple? So then he didn't have any answer. Then Prabhupada, after a silence, he said, we don't mind, you know, even if you don't allow, we have our own temples. And just to sidetrack the own temples, that reminds me of another pastime. One time one reporter came along with his wife to see Srila Prabhupada. And he asked Srila Prabhupada, oh Swamiji, why so many temples are required? There are already hundreds and thousands of temples. Why more? Then Swamiji, Srila Prabhupada asked him, who is this lady? And he said, she's my wife. Oh, she's your wife? Why did you get married? So he said, because I wanted my own children. Your own children? Why, there are so many children outside. You can pick up anyone, there are so many orphans. No, no, I want my own children. So Srila Prabhupada said, so similarly, I want my own temples. So by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, Jagannath Swami is there throughout the universe now. He is not simply Odiyanath, he is Jagannath. So Krishna, in this verse, Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu, he says, I am impartial to all. Name dveshostina priya. Neither I hate anyone nor I love anyone. So there are certain analogies which can be given in this regard, which are mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Like rain, right now raining season is going on. Rain showers without any discrimination. It doesn't take into account whether somebody is rich, poor, or small, young, old. Without any discrimination, rain is giving water to everyone. Sun also similarly is shining forth and giving sunlight to everyone. Of course, there is an exceptional case. One time Srila Prabhupada said, in London, hardly there is sunrise. Hardly they see the sun. The climate is gloomy. And Prabhupada said, it is because they offended sun god. Britishers, when they ruled over India, they tried to destroy Konark temple in Odisha. And as a result of this, the reaction, there was no sunlight. There is no sunlight in London. Then Mother Ganges, so holy water. On the bank of the Ganges, there are so many trees. But also there are sometimes poisonous trees found. So water is same, but depending upon the seed that the tree has, accordingly we get the fruits. Another example, just like Paramatma is compared to electricity. Now electricity can be either used in refrigerator or air conditioner and we can have cooling effect. At the same time, we can use it in the heater also and have heating effect. So similarly, Supreme Lord is like this electricity or like sun or like rain. Another example, police, army and so many such government agencies where equal opportunity is given to the employees or the army men. They can do something wonderful and win a reward, let us say Paramvir Chakra. If somebody wins that, there is no hue and cry. Nobody questions why he is given Paramvir Chakra. Because everyone understands he has achieved certain special extraordinary feat. But when it comes down to non-devotee or materialistic person undergoing certain sufferings, immediately he questions and he complains why the Supreme Lord is so merciless. So we also see Krishna maintains equality on both platforms, material and spiritual. All of us, we know how this is an artificial arrangement made by the Lord, the cosmic manifestation, the material world. Because all of us, we desire to enjoy independently away from the Lord. Icha and Dvesh, we envy the Supreme Lord. Why is the Lord? Why not me? Just like a small child, he's obstinate and says, Father, I want to grow up now. And father says, Beta, it is not possible. So child is so obstinate, then father has to play a trick. So he gives his coat, then hat, spectacles, the shoes, everything. And after wearing father's paraphernalia, the child is walking in stride. In illusion only, is thinking that I am grown up. So has he really grown up? He's not grown up. So similarly, all of us, we wanted to become God, which is not possible. But the Lord plays this trick. And then we are put here into this material existence. We are forced to accept the body. And then janasya mohoyam aham mameti. Me and mine concept comes. So we can see the Lord is so merciful. There is so much of facility given to fulfill our desire. At the same time, he wants to reclaim the conditioned souls back to the spiritual world. So on material plane, material platform, there is tremendous facility for eating, mating, sleeping, and defending, given equally to all. And on spiritual platform, there is Guru, Sadhu, Shastra given equally to everyone. It's available for everyone. We see Asuras want to kill Krishna. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yeh thamam prapadyante tam sadeva bhajama mamavartvana vartante manushya parthasam. As they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly. To the degree we surrender to the Lord, to that degree Krishna reciprocates. So, one time one sannyasi was saying, to the degree we want to enjoy our senses independently from the Lord, we forget Krishna being the supreme enjoyer, to that degree we are Mayavadis. Mayavadis basically, they don't want existence of the Lord because they want to enjoy their senses. They don't want interference of the scriptures. So, there are so many examples given how Asuras, they want to kill Krishna. For example, one time it is mentioned in Mahabharata, Ashwatthama, he wanted Sudarshan disc from the Lord. So he begged Sudarshan Chakra from the Lord. And Lord said, okay, if you can hold it, take it. So he gave it and he could not hold it. He said, hey, please take it back. So then Supreme Lord, he takes it back, withdraws it and then says, but tell me, what was your purpose? Why did you ask for Sudarshan Chakra? And he said, because I wanted to kill you with the same. That is the mentality of the Asuras. Putana, another example. She wanted to kill Krishna. But then we see that how she was Aubakiyam Stanakalakutam. She was sent back to the spiritual world and she was given the position of Krishna's mother. And also during the battlefield of Kurukshetra, whosoever died in the battlefield actually was given liberation because they had a wonderful opportunity to see Krishna. So we see that Krishna, when it is like surgery, surgeon performing surgery, apparently surgeon, he is cutting the body or giving the suffering to the patient. But actually we know that it is actually ultimately for his benefit only. So because of this, though is truth, still we see that Krishna gives equal opportunity to both Suras and Asuras. Like in Mahabharata, there is a wonderful incident where Krishna was resting one time and Duryodhan and Arjun, both of them, they came to seek for help because the war was inevitable. So they had to seek the help from Krishna. So they come and Krishna is resting. Duryodhan immediately goes towards the face of the Lord. Whereas Arjuna goes to the lotus feet of the Lord. And when Supreme Lord, he sees Arjuna is there at the feet because his glance goes over to his feet. So he says, ask for any boon. So Duryodhan says, but I came first. But then Krishna says, I saw Arjuna first. So Arjuna is given the opportunity to ask. And the choice is given by the Lord. What do you want? Do you want my military strength, Narayani Sena, which is undefeatable? Or on the other hand, I'll be there, but I will not lift any weapon. I'll be weaponless. I won't fight. So what do you want? And Arjuna immediately said, I want you. But Duryodhan, he was very happy. Though externally he showed his sorrow, oh Krishna, I also wanted you. But now that there is no choice left, please give me your military strength, Narayani Sena. So equal opportunity is given by the Lord to everyone. Also we see in Ramayana, Vibhishan, when he wanted to take shelter of Krishna, of Lord Ram, there was big hue and cry. All the monkey soldier generals, they were opposing that he should not be allowed. He is coming from demon race. Then Lord Ram gives the assurance to Sugriva especially that what to talk about, what to speak of Vibhishan. Even if Ravan personally comes and surrenders unto me and says, hey Krishna, Tavasmi, I am yours, you are mine. Anyone who says once, I will accept him. In Ramayana also there is another incident where when the construction of bridge was going on and all the monkeys, they were busy getting boulders and stones and mountains. Hanumanji was getting big, huge mountains and there was a small squirrel, as you know. And she was trying within her capacity to get something. So Hanumanji saw that she is coming on the way, and he rebuked her that, get away from my path. Can't you see big mountains I've been getting? So immediately Lord Ram corrected Hanumanji and chastised him that, in my eyes, everybody is equal. So within our capacity, whatever services we render, Krishna accepts it. Bhajanti. Now in this particular verse, Krishna goes on to say that, ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktya. Bhajanti word is very important. Ye bhajanti tu. Tu means but. This but word is also very important. Let us say, for example, if I have taken money from someone and I have to return that money to him. I say, I will return your money, but immediately that person, he becomes, you know, very eager to hear what is going to be next. So similarly, Krishna is saying here, tu, ye bhajante tu. But those who render service favorably or in love and devotion, I reward them more. So in this connection, Krishna says, ye yathamam prapadyate, to the degree we surrender to that degree, reciprocates. In this connection, I am reminded of one beautiful anecdote. One time, His Grace Sarvabhaum Prabhu, he mentioned this. He said, how in terms of body, words and mind, we have to feel the presence of the Supreme Lord closer to us. So he was saying, sometimes casually we say, unki krupa se, upar wale ki krupa se. Many times people, they say like that. So he said, why unki krupa se you say? That means you think that Lord is situated only there. But our scriptures, they clarify this, that Lord is there. Sarvasacham radhi sannivishto, Ishvara sarva bhutanam radhyadesha arjuna tishtati, andantrasta paramana chandra. He's there, all pervading. He's all pervading. So why don't we understand that Lord is also there in my heart? So why not say inki krupa se? Why we say unki krupa se? So ye yathamam prapadyante. So Lord says, if you think that I am far away, okay, then I will remain far away only. But if you think that, oh, Lord is so close to me, then I will reciprocate accordingly. There are many stories. We have very less time left. Many stories how Krishna gives himself to his devotees, like gopis, for example. Gopis, one of the gopis, when Uddhava went to Vrindavan, she sat in a pose, meditation posture. And she was trying to meditate on something. So all other gopis, they came and inquired from her, what is it that you are meditating? Don't you know in Vrindavan, meditation is not allowed, such kind of meditation, the yogic postures are not allowed. She said, I am trying my best to forget Krishna, but I am not able to do so. Then in case of Sudama Vipra, we see how he offered chipped rice, and in turn, he got a lot of opulence from the Lord. When Lord went to Vidura's place, the Vidurani, she was so much absorbed in thinking about Krishna, that she forgot to actually, she was peeling out the bananas and she was offering the banana peels to Krishna and she was throwing the bananas. And in Vrindavan pastime, like Krishna, when he was baby Krishna, small child, a fruit vendor comes and Krishna offers few grains as there was this barter exchange. So immediately she offers few fruits to Krishna and then Krishna reciprocates accordingly by giving her valuable gems, jewels and wealth. Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj, he talks about partiality concept. So one time he said, Lord's Bhaktavatsal nature is reflected through the 18 qualities of the Lord which cannot be found in Parabrahma or impersonal aspect of the Lord, the effulgence. So out of the 18, he just mentioned 3. He said, bewilderment, fear and partiality are exhibited by the Lord only to show his favor to his devotees. So he gives the example how bewilderment is exhibited by the Lord to show the favor to his devotees. So he gives the example of Lord Ram crying out of separation when Mother Sita was kidnapped. So crying or bewilderment was reflected by the Lord. Then Krishna running out of fear of Yashoda Mai. So that attribute is reflected by the Lord. And partiality, which is also, of course, mentioned in Nectar of Devotion by Srila Rupa Goswami, which is one of the 64 qualities of the Lord himself. So That is reflected to favor to Prahlad Maharaj. And then he says, Bhaktavatsal nature of the Lord is not a defect of the Lord. In fact, it is an ornament of the Lord. Like the Lord, we see pure devotees also, they do not discriminate. Like that Peter, crazy Peter story, all of us we know, how he was a niggardly person, he was shabbily clothed, and he came to the temple and everybody else was ridiculing him. But Srila Prabhupada mercifully, out of compassion, he gave him the shelter. And how come he goes on to get initiated and he becomes Kushakrita Prabhu, and ultimately he translates many of Srila Prabhupada's books. So that is the mercy given by the pure devotees. They never discriminate. Also, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, you know, devotees like him, how they do not discriminate. One time I came to know that he instructed Gaurang Priya Prabhu. He saw that there is one he-cat which is found next to the Lakshminarayan temple always. So Radhanand Maharaj said he's a pure devotee and always he attends and takes the darshan of the Lord during the Shingar Darshan time. So one time he saw that there was some wound on his leg. So he called over Gaurang Priya Prabhu and said, treat him nicely, take him to the hospital. And then Gaurang Priya wanted to catch him, but then he disappeared. And for next 2 days, he was searching for the cat, looking around here and there. Literally, one time I saw him stepping onto the Govinda's roof also. He was searching for, looking for the cat here and there. Finally, he was successful, and the cat was sent to the hospital, and the wound was cured, and accordingly, the report was given to Maharaj. Also, in the Vrindavan garden, one time Maharaj wanted parrots to come there, you know, to beautify the garden more. So he personally instructed me that we should have a bird feeder there. And specifically instructed me that you should give maha water and fruits which are offered to the Lord, and you should put them in the bird feeder. So we see how they have the equal vision. They do not discriminate. But sometimes still we see that they have to discriminate. Why is it so? We know that Supreme Lord is residing in everyone's heart. Pranaved, pranamed dandavad bhumo ashva chandala gochara. Pravishta jeeva kalaya tatreva bhagavaniti. So we offer the obeisances to the devotees thinking that the Supreme Lord is residing in all living beings. But like His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj once mentioned, though it is so, we have to choose the association. We have to discriminate. So Paramatma Super Soul is there also in the heart of a tiger. Do we say that Tiger Prabhu, Hari Bol, and we go and embrace him? Then as is famous in ISKCON, then tiger will say Mahaprasade Govinde, like that. So we see that preacher also sometimes he has to discriminate. What is the difference between a preacher discriminating and materialist discriminating? A materialist, when discriminates, it is based on the consciousness. Whereas when a preacher discriminates, it is based on the activity. So, we have in Srimad Bhagavatam, Kavi instructing, one of the Navayogendras, Kavi instructing to Maharaj Nimi. So he says, there are three classes of devotees, Kanishta, Madhyam, and Uttam Adhikari. So he says, Madhyam Adhikari, as it was goes, Ishwareta Dadineshu Balishu Dvishatsuya Dishatsucha Prema Maitri Karuna Upekshaya Kuroti Madhyama. So he says, one should love, offer love to the Lord, Tadadineshu. One should develop friendship with the devotees, Prema Maitri. Then Karuna, one should offer compassion, one should show compassion towards the neophytes who are in ignorance, and Upeksha. One should carefully avoid the association of atheists. So sometimes there has to be discrimination. We can see sometimes there is discrimination between man and woman also, because there is a different anatomy. Yes, on physical level definitely there is a difference, but on spiritual platform, all are living beings. I may be a man in this life, who knows if I am attached, yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tejatyante kalyanu, next lifetime I may be a woman. So one time, Bhakti Tirth Maharaj, this point is kind of relevant in this context. Bhakti Tirth Maharaj, he complained to the, he went to Srila Prabhupada and complained that Srila Prabhupada, they are all discriminating because I am black. So Srila Prabhupada said, oh, do you think you are black? And if you think, then you are a nonsense. And if they say, if they think that you are black, then they are nonsense. So Prabhupada wanted to emphasize that we are not this body, we are spirit soul. So in Chicago, one time Srila Prabhupada made a comment on women's liberation. And he quoted this famous verse of Chanakya, how a woman has to be protected at every walk of her life. When she is a child, she has to be protected by her father. When she gets married, by her husband. And when the eldest son grows up during old age, she has to be protected by her son. So there was a big hue and cry. And few reporters came, women reporters. And they asked Srila Prabhupada, why are you discriminating between man and woman? So issue could not be resolved. And after a few days, again, when he was in Philadelphia, again the issue came up. And there he explained how this is all propaganda done by men only. It's a cheating business. And in Srila Prabhupada's own words, he said, men, they want to have easy sex with women. And that is why there is this liberation movement going on. Time is getting over. Then we see how Mirabai, she wanted to meet Srila Jiva Goswami. And she wrote a letter to Srila Jiva Goswami saying that, I want to have an audience with you. And Srila Jiva Goswami replied that, I am a sannyasi, how can I meet a woman? And again she replied back to Srila Jiva Goswami saying, I heard that there is only one man, one male in all of the Vrindavan, that is Krishna. So supposedly, Jiva Goswami then agreed to have an audience with her. But then Srila Prabhupada also commented that it may not be true. In one of the conversation, I heard that it may not be a fact, because in our lineage, sannyasis, they definitely meet women. One time, one person, he asked Srila Prabhupada, oh Swamiji, why are you so partial? There are so many other gods also. Why only Krishna? So Srila Prabhupada said, I am not partial. I am showing my mercy without considering the religion, caste, creed, etc., or which country you are coming from. But it is you. This was South Indian person who was arguing. But you people, it is you who are showing partiality, because you are holding on to your own practices and religious stuff like that. And one time, devotees, they formed a club called Gopi Bhav Club, because they thought Gopi Bhav was the topmost of all rasas. So Srila Prabhupada immediately said, go and study first canto and second canto, where there are so many pastimes like Bhishmadev's pastimes and all. So from Krishna's point of view, he wanted to emphasize that all the rasas are equal. So one time Achyutanand Maharaji asked Srila Prabhupada, when Radha Parsathi temple was being constructed. So Achyutanand Maharaji expressed, Srila Prabhupada, this name Radha Parsathi seems to be Rasabhas. How do we understand this? And Prabhupada said, from Krishna's point of view, it's all one. Because Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladini, Radharani can never be separated from Krishna. She is always there. So when Krishna was fighting in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Radharani was always present. So that is why Radha Parsathi is valid. And one time, one lady came to see Srila Prabhupada, and she said, looking at one picture of Krishna, she said, oh, so this is your God, huh? And Srila Prabhupada said, this is your God also. And sometimes we see Srila Prabhupada had to indiscriminately preach. One time one person, he suddenly arose from the audience and said, Swamiji, I am God. And I control all the planets and stars. Srila Prabhupada said, oh really? But what's the big deal about it? So many say like that. So this fellow, he got bewildered. He said, he was expecting kind of disagreement from Srila Prabhupada. And then Srila Prabhupada said, now be a good God and sit down. And one time, few people, they were challenging Srila Prabhupada. Why do you discriminate? Why are you preaching only to rich? So Srila Prabhupada said, we don't discriminate, it is you who discriminate. We distribute khichdi to all. So even rich people, they are entitled for khichdi distribution. But when you are distributing something, clothing, shelter, etc., that time you don't give it to rich, because rich people, they are not interested in receiving it. And then finally, just to conclude, because we are running short of time, already over time, the next verse Krishna says, apichet sudurajaro bhajante mam ananya bhak sadhureva samantavya. So this bhajanti word is very important for all of us. We have to be engaged in the devotional service unto the Lord. And Lord says, I consider him to be saintly. And Srila Prabhupada said, of course, it is connected to the accidental fall down only and not the planned one. So in this connection, there is a wonderful dialogue. There is a dramatic presentation made by Purnachandra Maharaj, now he is sannyasi. All of you must have heard about Gita Amrit. So there is a dialogue, wonderful dialogue. So I would like to request the sound system people to play that for 5 minutes. Whenever I hear it, I seek inspiration.
Just offer your activities to me, and if you act like this, it will be a good example for others, and I'll bless you. In this way, you'll be freed from karma and its auspicious and inauspicious results. With your mind fixed on me in this principle of renunciation, you'll get special liberation and come to me. You deliver only your devotees and bring them to you, Krishna, not the non-devotees. Does this mean that you also have attachment and aversion? No, Arjun. I'm not partial, but my devotees are in me and I am in them. Actually, I am in everything and everything is in me. My devotees are attached to me, but others have no dealings with me. Practically speaking, for them, I do not exist. Actually, there are so many living entities and I maintain everyone. Therefore, I am equal like rain. But some trees watered by the rain give sweet fruit, and others give bitter fruit. That is not a defect of the rain, Arjun. It is their nature. It is not my attachment and aversion. I am rewarding equally, but my devotee gets special treatment. So much so that even if he commits the most abominable action, if he's still determined to serve me, I do not reject him. Rather, he is still to be considered saintly. Yes, Krishna, I accept that he's a sadhu when he's worshiping you. But if he's doing nonsense, then he's not a sadhu. No, Arjun, in every regard he's a sadhu, because he's properly resolved to serve me. He's thinking that I am unable to give up this sinful activity, and I'll probably go to hell, but I'll never give up devotional service to Krishna. Therefore, I consider him a sadhu, Arjun. But how do you accept the service of such an irreligious man whose heart is polluted by lust, anger, and greed? Aren't his offerings contaminated by these things? He very quickly becomes righteous, and I accept him because he laments, remembering me again and again. And because of lamentation, his heart burns, and he thinks, alas, alas, there is no other devotee lower than me. I am a black spot for devotees. Again and again, he curses himself and becomes purified due to this repentance. Or you can take it in this way, Arjun. Such a person, even when committing sins, his righteousness existed in him in a subtle form. He's taking the medicine of devotion, although the fever remains. He is not...
So if we are engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, then we are rightly situated. And I take this opportunity to pray at the lotus feet of each every single Vaishnava here so that I can be constantly engaged in the service of the Lord. And please forgive me for going over time. Krantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Good Premanandi, really.